And now on to a segment we call In Your Ear. This is where we ask guests of the program to let us in on what's playing on their iPods. Recently, Michelle Martin interviewed award-winning poet Nikki Giovanni, along with jazz musicians Louis Rosen and Kapathia Jenkins, about The Ache of Possibility, a new album that includes tracks where Giovanni's poems are put into song form. Before they left, they let us in on the music that's currently inspiring them.
Hi, this is Nikki Giovanni. In my ear right now is Randy Crawford singing Save Your Love for Me. It's a fantastic, it's a lover's prayer. So, you know, wish I knew why I'm so in love with you.
Wish I knew. Why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me.
And of course, Marvin Gaye, After the Dance. God, you know, dance with me, come on and dance with me, baby. And that's what love is. And there's just nothing to lift your spirits. You know, you wake up in the morning, somebody else said that, just a little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee every time.
Hi, this is Kapathia Jenkins. I've been listening to Jason Mraz, Love for a Child. I absolutely love this song. I love Jason Mraz as a singer-songwriter. And this song I just latched onto it, this beautiful storytelling about growing up.
There's a picture on my kitchen wall, looks like Jesus and his friends involved. There's a party getting started in the yard.
It's just a beautiful melody and all the way through it, and it just lulls me. I'm on the subway in New York listening to Jason Mraz, Love for a Child.
What about taking this empty cup and filling it up with a little bit more of innocence? I haven't had enough, it's probably because when you're young, it's okay to be easily ignored. I'd like to believe it.
Hi, this is Louis Rosen, and lately I've been listening to the solo work of the four fellows who are in the Beatles.
Don't need a love man. Don't need a best man. You don't need a heart as your Buddha mic. The mess that you're in. If you open up your heart, you know what I mean.
In particular, George Harrison's work from his first album, the way he wrote songs about his faith, a wonderful song called Awaiting on You All. And John Lennon's first solo album, a song there, for instance, called Hold On, John, is just stunningly tender and beautiful.
Hold on, John. John, hold on. It's gonna be alright.
There's a tenderness and a vulnerability, a nakedness in that album that I find extremely effective.
Hold on, Yoko. Yoko, hold on. It's gonna be alright.
That was poet Nikki Giovanni, along with musicians Kapathia Jenkins and Louis Rosen, telling us about the music playing in their ear. And that's our program for today. I'm Jackie Leiden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Just to hold on.
Cookie.
Thank you.
you're gonna see the light.